This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Another shift in tone in the U.S.-China trade row. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. President Trump said Beijing has asked for trade talks between the two countries to resume and said he thinks a deal is on the way. Here's the president speaking at a press conference today, the final day of the G7 summit in Biarritz, France.
China called last night our top trade people and said, let's get back to the table. So we'll be getting back to the table, and I think they want to do something. They've been hurt very badly, but they understand this is the right thing to do, and I have great respect for it. This is a very positive development for the world.
The president's comments are a sharp reversal in rhetoric. On Friday, he said he wanted to increase tariffs on nearly all Chinese imports and demanded American companies look for alternatives to doing business in China. That sent markets tumbling at the end of the week. But today, the BBC's Karishma Vaswani explains investors have wasted no time reacting to the unexpected shift in tone.
Markets in Asia were closed, most of them, by the time the comments came out from President Trump. What we did see was a pop in the value of the Chinese yuan, not as weak as we saw earlier in the day, and reflecting the fact that there's some relief from traders who are now expecting markets in Asia certainly to open possibly slightly higher on Tuesday. Across Asian markets today, we saw a sea of red because the trade tensions escalating over the weekend between these two superpowers, and many saying to me that they are dumping their risky assets because they're feeling very vulnerable at this time of great volatility. But I think what you will continue to see, as we have for the last 18 months or so, is investors staying on the sidelines and really deciding whether or not it is worth picking up those riskier emerging markets assets at a time of such uncertainty for the world economy.
So does this sudden reversal in tone suggest a breakthrough in trade talks might be on the way? What's been the reaction from businesses and political leaders on this front?
Look, you know, I think it's really hard to say whether it's a breakthrough because we've been here before, right? We've had these situations where tensions between President Trump and the Chinese have come to a certain point. We've had trade negotiators walk away from discussions both in Beijing and Washington. And then we have what appears to be a sort of cooling down and an agreement to talk again. But I would say that the two sides are probably further apart than they've ever been during this entire trade negotiation process. Tariffs are at the highest levels in these talks than they've ever been. This is the backdrop against which they're going to have to sit down next week, if indeed those talks do go ahead, as President Trump has indicated. But there's still key issues that both Washington and Beijing haven't compromised on. And those are things like more access to the Chinese market for American goods, intellectual property. That's a big one. Washington consistently says that China steals American tech. Beijing says that's not true. And then, of course, there's the issue of enforcement. Washington wants to be the judge, jury, and executioner of any trade deal between the U.S. and China. And that's something the Chinese simply won't accept. It is hard to see how much closer they're going to get in those discussions against this backdrop of higher tariffs and how far apart they are in terms of what they want out of this deal.
That's the BBC's Karishma Vaswani speaking to me from Singapore. Let's do the numbers. U.S. stock futures are pointing to a higher open on Wall Street after those comments from President Trump at the G7 summit. The president also said he's confident America will finalize a deal with Japan after the country's prime minister on Sunday said the two sides had agreed to a trade deal in principle. Stocks in Europe are mixed, while markets here in the U.K. are closed for a bank holiday. To Germany now, where business confidence has hit the lowest level in nearly 7 years. That's as worries grow that Europe's biggest economy is moving closer toward a recession. Holger Schmeding is chief economist at Berenberg Bank.
The downturn in the index does suggest that Germany is at the brink of a recession. industry in Germany is already contracting in terms of output, and we now see that services that are close to manufacturing are also suffering significantly from the fallout from the global trade uncertainties.
And there's growing talk of government spending to try to boost economic growth in Germany. What's the likelihood that's going to happen?
Employment in Germany continues to do well, and without a rise in unemployment, the political pressure for a stimulus is small. And Germany is already ramping up public investment. It's raising public pensions quite significantly. It basically cannot do much more than that. So what we have is an ongoing slow motion fiscal stimulus, but not one big earth moving program.
So industry is feeling the pain, but the average German may not be feeling it yet.
Most German consumers do not own their house, they rent their house. If in a recession house prices tend to fall, German consumers don't have the problem of negative equity. And Germans usually don't own a lot of equities. Their pensions are not dependent on equity markets. And hence the political pressure in Germany to react to a recession with a big fiscal stimulus is much more muted than it would be under the same recession conditions in the US or the UK.
So do you think there's more pain on the way for Germany's economy?
That depends very much on the global environment. If we can avoid the hard Brexit, a big if, and if the US-Chinese trade war can be diffused somewhat, German industry would be ready to snap back fast. But if the current situation continues, Germany will indeed fall into a mild recession.
That's Berenberg Bank's Holger Schmeding chatting with me from Berlin. Finally, authorities in Australia have announced a $44 million plan to save the koala. The furry tree-dwelling marsupials are in decline thanks to urban development, climate change, disease, and attacks by dogs. Now, a koala tracking app and rehabilitation hospital are in the works. The hope is by identifying where koalas are, authorities will be better able to protect Australia's most famous animal. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.